Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Bend against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south,
Red
from
Diamond.
The east to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? All the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was knocking blue. Soldiers showing love.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to Blog Talk Radio. We would like to thank all of our active chapters, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, and Omaha, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. My name is Joanne. I have a special guest as Diamond, and we have Mr. Smith on the phone. Our topic for today is how to use scriptures for blessing, healing, and freedom. 0271, you're on the line. 0271.
Thank you very much, everybody. Once again, welcome to Blog Talk National Radio all across the country. I want to thank our producers, John and Diamond. Thank you very much for producing the show. We appreciate you. How's everybody doing over there?
Great.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. You know, in our lives, we have to remember that most of us understand the power of healing, the power of blessings, and the power of freedom. But many of us use the wrong things to get that. Many of us think that our healing comes from the medication from the doctor, our blessings come from how hard we work, how much money we make, and our freedom comes from, you know, just saying that I'm not going to jail or I ain't going this or I ain't going to do that. That has nothing to really to do with what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about spiritually how God will help you out. And I want to go to Jeremiah 29:11. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." That's Jeremiah 29:11. And a lot of times things have been delayed but not denied. Think about this. Let's give an example for this. Joanne and Diamond, can you give me a time where you believe that God, he delayed the reaction, but he did not deny your reaction?
Hi, my name is Diamond. And I guess this recent, I thought God was delaying my answer, finding a place to stay, but he did not deny it. But I end up moving into a house, paying for a house. So I felt like he was taking a long time, but he ended up coming at the time I really needed him. So that's an example for me.
Okay, Joanne.
Repeat the question. I was on the phone, boss. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the question is, can you think of a time where God delayed your response that you wanted, but he did not deny you?
Yeah. I want to say almost for 6 years. I had ill will against somebody, and I actually had to let that go because it was stopping me from doing anything I wanted to do. And once I let it go and actually released it and let it go to God's hands, I knew that person would get taken care of one way or the other. It's, I had to actually stop trying to have harm come to that person, a better way of saying it. So I had to just let it go and let it be taken over by God, because he's almighty and he was going to take care of that problem no matter what it was. So once I released it and finally stopped harboring it and holding on to it, trying to get something to happen to him, get something to happen to that person, that's when I realized better things are starting to happen in my life.
Well, let me just say this. God's records are so complete that the hairs on your head are numbered. And if you look at Matthew 10:30, it will talk about that. They're not just counted. See, there's a difference between counted and numbered. Counted would mean he simply knows how many hairs. No, they're not numbered. Means he knows which hair is in your comb and which is in your head. You know, he has chronological records of your tithes and your faithfulness in his view, how much more would God watch over you if he already watches the numerical order of your hair? No wonder David declares, "What is God's mind is full of you." Even in those moments of absolute stagnation in your life, he is working an unexpected end for your good. And let me say this, regardless of the obstacle in your life, there is a wind from God that can bring you out.
Mm-hmm.
Let the wind of the Lord blow down every spirit of fear and heaviness that would cause you to give up what God has promised you. The description of the Holy Spirit says, he is as a rushing mighty wind. So remember that sometimes you think about things and you know, many of us go, "Oh my God, man, I need this to happen now. Why is God delaying my reaction? I need this man in my life, or I need this woman in my life, or I want to have babies now, or I need my new house. I need a new job. I need a new career." And you're so frustrated because you say, "Nothing's working in my time." Well, God may be delaying you because he's trying to prepare you for your next job or your next relationship. And so sometimes you get delayed. You simply get delayed so that you get yourself together. Have you ever thought about the reason why you don't get everything you want right now is because you wouldn't be ready for it? There's some things that you probably wouldn't be ready for. Everything you wanted happened right now, Joanne. Everything. If God said, "Here's everything you want," you probably would be so overwhelmed that you'd be like, "Oh my God," and probably mess a lot of that up. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And so God gives you a little bit of the time. He gives you a little this, a little that, and then you can handle that. Now, I want to go to another scripture, and before I do that, I want to talk about.
Hold on, before you.
Yes.
Before you do that. 832 is on the line, and also Tommy Little is in the building.
Okay, great, great. Let's hear from let's hear from everyone.
Tommy first.
How's everybody doing? How you doing?
Great, great, Tommy.
We're great.
Doing great. Did you want to say something, Tommy? You want to respond to any of this?
Well, I can honestly say that how I use the scriptures to actually for blessings and healings, and as you know, those who don't know, I work a lot with kids, but most of my using scriptures come from my own experience, and I definitely went through a lot of healing, and one of the things that, I can't say it's scripture-based to the T, but one of the things I always go off of is God said he will do it, then things will come to pass if you just keep the faith and believe in him. And I can honestly
say that
I have lived that through all my surgeries and different visits in the hospital and even just hardship in life. When I kept the faith, he came through. Not what I wanted, but he was right there.
Amen. And I thank you, Tommy, because not only are you a mad dad for life, but you're a survivor from a lot of things. Your testimony has helped bless a lot of people on the streets and in the community. We've been out, and you've been able to, through your songs and through your words, inspire others. And so I look forward to you doing a lot more with me in this year. You kind of faded out on me on 2016, but on 2017 and 18, I'm looking forward to you doing more work with me. And, Joanne, I want to see him on the calendar bar doing stuff with us in the community this summer.
That's no problem. Okay. You can say what you want to say, boss, and I'm going to open it up for 83. Well, I can't open it up. Well, you got to say what you got to say first.
No, go ahead. Go right to the line, because I'm talking about healing, blessings, and freedom. And let's see what our call
is. But
I
can't hear you and her at the same time. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, let's hear her and just put me on hold.
Okay. Hold on, please. 5010, you're on the line.
Hello, how are you, Joanne?
Hi, Audrey.
Before I just say the scripture that I like, I just wanted to thank you for appearing at my event and I love you very much for that. But I, you know, scriptures do apply in my life, and I also, you know, bring them up so the people that's around me can understand the reason why they do what they do. And if you keep your life biblical, God, I don't hear him, but I know he shows up all the time by the things that he do. And one thing that I do believe in, when the Bible talks about disobedient children shorten their days, I do believe that. But I also, I used to say, well, what about disobedient parents? And when I say that, you know, parents hinders their children with some of the things that they do. You see what I'm saying? So, and when I say hinder and disobedient parents, we hinder our children, you know, by allowing them to see us do drugs, allowing them to see us committing adultery, and we hinder our children. So that's all I wanted to say, is that it is a such thing as a disobedient parent. And we just all need to get some of these things together that we do and bring bad things amongst ourselves.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to go back to 0271. 0271, you're on the line.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Mama Trees. Thank you very much for those words. And, yes, that was absolutely you know, there's some events that you just have to be at to really feel the sensation of how wonderful they were. And Another Chance and The Untold Story was one of those events that just the love that was in the room, the people that came. They came because they, not only did they believe in the mission of just giving another chance to people and the mission of the church, but they also believe in the friendship and the family connections that Mama Trees has with all of us. So thank you, Mama Trees, for sharing your family, sharing the community with us, and being present. We appreciate that. Jailbreak. Think about that. You know, people go to jail and they can't wait to get out, but some people are in jail in their mind. And I want to talk about a scripture, which is Ephesians 4:27. And it says, never give place to the devil. Simple that. That's just what it says. Never give place to the devil. It's not enough to reject the enemy's plan. You must nurture the word of the Lord. You need to draw the promise of God and the vision for the future to your breast. It is a natural law that anything not fed will die. Whatever you have drawn the breast to is what is growing in your life. Now, breastfeeding holds several advantages. For what you feed, it hears your heartbeat. It is warmed by your closeness. It draws nourishment from you. Caution. Be sure you are nurturing what you want to grow and starving what you want to die. Sometimes what we have to do is, as Paul said, at the midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang and praised unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, and so the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosened. That's Acts 16:25-26. And think about that. Some of us need a jailbreak from depression, a jailbreak from suicide, a jailbreak from heartache, a jailbreak from bad relationships, a jailbreak from drug addiction, a jailbreak from abusive relationships, a jailbreak, a jailbreak. Some of us need to break out of that bondage that we're in so that we can be nurtured in a positive way. You know, a lot of times, you know, you hear pimps talk about how you break a woman down, break her down to her lowest denominator, and then you put her out there, and then she'll do whatever until she's broke down, she lost her self-esteem. What kind of man would live like that? Well, lots of them. Lots of them live off the pain of others. And so what I want to talk about when, hold on, Joanna, you've got a caller, okay, hold on. What I want to talk about is the pain of what it takes to break up. Sometimes to break up It hurts. And so you have to do that. So, jailbreak. What time we need that jailbreak? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to put 3808 online, and you know who this is, okay? Hold on. 3808, you're on the line.
Hello, Mama Trees.
Hi,
and
Mama
Dad
Deborah.
Hi, Miss Joanne. I just got on about 1:10. I meant to get on in the very beginning, but my son called from out of town. I heard a little what Mama Trees was saying. If you want to give me a question, that's fine. I'm just glad to hear you all's voice and to know you're still on the air and doing great things out there for the community and all over.
Our subject for today is how do you use scriptures for blessing, healing, or freedom?
Well, how I use them, I just share scriptures with friends, with families, with anyone. When the Holy Spirit gives me a scripture to speak to someone, I speak it. A lot of times people say, have a blessed day, when they end their email, or they're texting me, actually. But I always say the Lord bless you and keep you, because that's the word of God. And that's a scripture that that's in the word of I use that scripture regular to bless people, because that is the way that God said to bless his people, for the priest to bless the children of Israel. That's the priestly blessing or benediction, if you want to call it that. And that's the one that I speak to bless people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace in Jesus' name.
Okay. I'm going to put you back on hold and go back to 0271.
Yeah, and you can just call me what you usually call me, go back to the boss, go back to Mr. Smith. I'll take one of those. It's okay. Listen, I had a question that I want to ask Mother Dad.
Birthday man
yourself.
Is in the building, Bob.
Okay, well, wonderful.
Birthday man
Thank
is
you.
In the building.
Well, you know, we want to say happy birthday to Alonzo.
How do you
I'm dealing with an emergency. We really wanted to try to, we owe him a little cake, and, you know, he can't have ice cream or cheese, so we'll figure the rest out. But based on what I'm dealing with right now, I'm unable to do some of the things that we were supposed to do today. Happy birthday, Alonzo.
Thank you. What happened?
No, Mom. Oh,
man.
So listen, we're on Blog Talk Radio. We got Mother Deb, we got Mama Trees, and one of the questions I wanted to ask all the callers is that, you know, when you talk about breaking out of jail, you're breaking out of the bondages of your past. I wanted to ask each and every one of you, how did you finally conquer breaking out of your bondage of the past? I know for me, you know, some of the past things that I heard about, we're not just being around my mom. I just really wanted to be around her. And then I just figured out, you know what, why don't I work on me and maybe she'll show up. And I'll be doggone. She showed up. And, you know, every day I get to see her. And it's challenging, you know, because she's 83, 50 years separation. But, you know, I broke out of that bondage because I figured I needed to do something for me if I was going to get a blessing from someone else. So, Lonzo, you're the birthday boy. You know, maybe you can get Mama Teresa saying happy birthday to you. I don't know when she comes on. But why don't you answer that question and we ask everybody else, too.
I'm reading the question, how to use scripture for blessings, healings, and freedom. The word of God is just what it is. It's the truth. It's love. It's understanding. And leaning on that helps in a time of trouble. I mean, I know it's supposed to be there. You're supposed to use it in every occasion, but God has a way of, you know, making you feel better. No one wants to feel bad, you know, and what I did was I leaned on that when I made the commitment to myself, to my family, to my God, that drugs will not be a problem in my life anymore. And so I leaned on his word. He promised me that he would be there for me, that he didn't make me, you know, just to be here, that everybody has a purpose and we need to find and look for that purpose and home in on that purpose. And I said that. What do you want from me? I've always said that. Why am I here? What do you want from me? You know, and look, reading his word, it tells you what he wants from you, what he wants you to do. You know, and just allowing the humility to kick in, humbling yourself and having faith in it. You know, bottom line, faith. Faith in his word. Faith in everything that he said he wants you to do and everything that he wants to do for you. I mean, and just allowing that to manifest in my life has helped me for the past 5 years stay away from drugs and alcohol. Now, honestly, that's the only thing that I have used him for. I should use him for everything. You know, my relationships, you know, my job, my everything. But I'm human. I'm his child. I'm hard-headed. And just like in the Word of God, you know, his followers followed in Egypt, let my people go, and as soon as they got into the wilderness, they started leaning on their own understanding. And that's my problem. I do understand that, and that's a lot of our problems. We prideful. We want to be able to do it ourselves. But I knew that drugs was something that I couldn't beat, you know, so I let God have it. I surrendered that situation to God, and that was it.
Amen. And so happy birthday to you once again, and we'll go right to Mother Treese, and Mother Deb.
Hey, Mama.
5010, you're on the line.
You know what, Alonzo? I am so glad that you.
Okay, we got 7 minutes, Mama Treese, because you know.
I am so happy that you confess out your mouth that you're hard headed. And you know you don't listen all the time. I am so glad you know this without me or your dad telling you this all the time. So we starting off real good for your birthday. What I do want to say is that I love you. I know that you do not play about me. I really heard it the other day. I don't want to sing a happy birthday song to you, but I just want to give you these personal words. I want to sing a different song instead of a happy birthday song. So just listen to this. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me for sure. That's what mothers are for good times and bad times. Now, you know what? You got me. I love you. Happy birthday, son. And since you know the word, keep applying the word in every step that you take every day of your life. And you got me. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I love you, baby. Happy birthday.
I love you too.
Come on, y'all. Let's get this started.
And then this one right here is my dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 612-597-3808. You on the line?
Okay. Well, that's
hey,
me.
Mama.
I was. Hey, happy birthday, Brother Alonzo.
Thank you.
God bless you. And I love you too.
Thank you. Well, I love all y'all.
Yes. Thank you so much. Well,
Mother
Deborah, was talking.
Mr. Little is telling you hi.
How you doing, Mother Deborah? This is Tommy.
Oh, hey, Tommy. I'm doing great. Glad to hear your voice. Well, I just want to say that Dad BJ was talking about how do you break out of bondage, I believe. That was the question. And I just want to say that we have to be willing. This is something that I'm doing and right now. And we have to be willing to commit or consecrate our spirit, soul, and body unto God and really be serious about that and pray and keep our mind on God, on the scriptures. And before we know it, he will have delivered us, brought us out of whatever we're struggling with. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Those are my final words. Mm-hmm.
So to all the listeners out there, I just want to talk about we are a faith-based organization. And as I sit here and think about bondage, everybody has a form of bondage. It doesn't have to necessarily be drugs and alcohol. It could be food. It could be anything and everything that causes us pain and frustration in our life. And it's about having faith and believing in a higher power. And the reason I say higher power is because I don't want to make people believe in what I want to believe, what I believe in, even though it's Jesus Christ, and that I want you to believe in you. I want you to believe in everything that is good in your life and focus on that and not focus on what's wrong all the time. Sometimes we look in the mirror and we see everything that's wrong with us, our hair, our eyes, our nose, our ears, anything and everything that we don't like about ourselves. And to understand today, when I look at myself, I see a beautiful man who loves and cares for people. And sometimes that heart, that big heart that God gave me causes me more conflict in my life than it's worth because, you know, not everybody, you know, is willing to accept help. And no matter how hard you try to help them, they still want to do what they want to do. So I just want everybody to understand that love is the most powerful thing in the world, and love was given to me. Y'all listening to a man who was homeless, drugged out, you know, had nothing to give to anybody but heartache and pain and misery. And some man, V.J. Smith, took the time to give a man like me love. And within doing so, I have been able to love for the past 5 years to North Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, all those that I touch and come across, not including my family, which is 450. God bless y'all.
Go back to the boss. Boss, you're on the line.
Thank you very much. You know, Alonzo, I just got to tell you, man, you know, you get on my last nerve sometimes, but most of the time you really are about the mission and about what we're trying to do for to save our community. And I am for that. You know, I'm very thankful, you know, I'm just tremendously thankful. I want to talk about thank God for small things. And in Philippians 4:11-12, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer needs. Now, if you're praying, Lord, make me bigger, you're probably going to be miserable, although prayerful. Did you know that you can be prayerful and still be miserable? Yes. Anytime you use prayer to change God, who is perfect, instead of using prayer to change yourself, you are miserable. Stop manipulating God. Stop trying to learn something you can say to God to make him do what he knows you already need to do. Lord, make me better. I'll admit that better is harder to measure and not in a noticeable in the eye, but better will overcome bigger every time. Understand that God wants you to be thankful for the small things. God wants us to be thankful for that day, that birthday. That's a wonderful day that Alonzo was born. Today is the day that he was born. God wants you to be thankful for Mama Teresa and what she's able to do. God wants you to be thankful for Joanne, how she gives a contribution. God wants you to be thankful for Diamond. God wants you to be thankful for Mother Deb, because all those things are great things to be thankful for. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. We thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all the callers that called in, Mama Teresa, Mother Deb, thank you so much. Alonzo, happy birthday to you. I got you something, man. Don't worry about it. Joanne and Diamond, thank you so much for bringing it to forth. Keep Ruthie in your prayers as we're at Unity Hospital trying to make sure that she's going to survive. I believe God's going to do what he needs to do. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was honest. All I did was knock it blue. So just
right here.